Hi, folks. This is Margie Veter, the city clerk. We are not quite ready to get started yet, but I just wanted to let you know we're here, and we will get started momentarily. Just hold the phone.
Yeah, he's like right inside the door, like right.
We're just about ready to get started, folks.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Onalaska City Council meeting on August 25th. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:03. At this time, I'd like to have a roll call, please.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Gregory?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Here.
Present.
Mr. Tungle.
Here.
And Mr. Chudikoff.
Here. We have a quorum, all present. This time I'd like Councilman Bell to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Councilman Bell. At this time, are there recognition of visitors present? We have. Okay. Yes, we have the Chief of Police who will be sworn in, Chief J. E. King, and also we have the Deputy Chief Officer Simmons is present, and other officers. I don't remember the name. At this time, we've got a group here from the IRT, and I'll ask if Chris Price you could, or Tom can introduce just by name who's here for the record. You have to use the speaker over here. Thank you, Chris.
Hi, thank you. Welcome to Unalaska. We have Lieutenant Colonel Hugh Dugalis, also known as Hugo, and we also have Major Tulsi Gabbard here, who's also on the team. And also tonight we have State Senator Josh Rivak, and we have Gibby Kolonowski with the Department of Energy, and we have Ty Moore with our consultant.
Okay, thank you very much. And we'll be hearing from four or five of those individuals that are present on the IRT and how they are being part of the community. This time, I'll turn it over to the city clerk for the oath of office for Police Chief J. E. King.
I think you probably want to adopt your agenda first, sir.
Okay. Need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Councilman Gregory.
Second.
Second by Councilman Coleman. Roll call.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Bell?
Yes.
I'm going to vote 6-0 approve the adoption of the agenda. Now to item 6, again, oath of office of Police Chief J.E. King and Deputy Director Officer Sims. And we'll have the city clerk administrate the oath of office.
Give you a copy here, and I'll put it right down there in front. Hi, this is City Clerk Margie Veter, and I have Police Chief Jay King with us here, and we'll do the oath of office, and we'll just do a repeat after me. You raise your right hand, please. I, J. E. King, do solemnly swear that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
Do solemnly swear that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
Perform the duties of Chief of Police of the City of Unalaska.
Perform the duties of the Chief of Police for the City of Unalaska.
In true accord with the Constitution of the United States of America.
Say that again. Okay. In true accord with the Constitution of the United States of America. And the laws of the state of Alaska, and the code and ordinances of the city of Unalaska. I take this oath freely and without least equivocation, mental reservation, or self-evasion of mine whatsoever.
Thank you very much, Officer King, or Chief King. Deputy Chief Sims, you want to come down?
If you don't have comic relief at the board meeting.
All right, here's your copy.
Thank you.
All right, Deputy Chief Sims. I, William Sims.
I, William Sims.
I, William Sims.
Do solemnly swear. That I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
Perform the duties of Deputy Chief of Police.
Of the City of
Unalaska.
In
true accord with the Constitution of the United States of America. The laws of the State of Alaska. And the Code of Ordinances of the City of Unalaska. I take this oath freely. Without the least equivocation. Mental reservation or self-evasion of mind whatsoever. Congratulations, Deputy Chief Sims.
Congratulations, Police Chief King and Deputy Director Sims. Thank you for stepping up and being leaders in our community. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Next item on our agenda is the awards and presentations. At this time, I'd like to recognize two city employee anniversaries. The first is Mayomi Conwell, who's been with the City of Unalaska for 10 years, all with the Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation. Mrs. Conwell started as a lifeguard at the Aquatic Center and is now working for the Unalaska Public Library as a library assistant. I want to congratulate Mrs. Conwell for 10 years of work with the City of Unalaska. Our second award and presentation is at this time of Joseph Shishnikov, who has worked in the vehicle maintenance with the Department of Public Works for 20 years. Joe started as a mechanic and worked his way up running the division as chief of vehicle maintenance. Because of social distancing and other coronavirus restrictions, Mrs. Conwell and Mr. Shishnikov won't be joining us as they're not here in present. But we wanted to honor them here tonight and voice our sincere appreciation for your service to the City of Unalaska, to the community. Your fellow staff members and city manager and city council, thank you for your valued service. Congratulations and thank you very much. Okay. Next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes of previous meeting of August 11, 2020. May I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of August 11th meeting?
Move to approve the minutes of the August 11, 2020 minutes.
Moved second. By Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Gregory. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Kungle.
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson? Mr. Nicholson, did you vote?
Yes.
And Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
On a vote 6-0, we have approved the minutes of the previous meeting, August 11, 2020. At this time, next item on our agenda is the city manager's report. Our city manager is participating at this meeting via telephone. The manager's written report is in the packet. Aaron, would you like to highlight anything from this report?
Yes, greetings from quarantine. As the mayor has indicated, my manager's report is in your packet. The only thing I would just like to add is it looks like there's been some forward momentum with the state's airport master plan update for Unalaska's airport. We were contacted this week. They're looking to set up some initial meetings here in next week. So stay tuned on that. It looks like the plan is that they will be eventually trying to put together a stakeholder group to help with that process. So more to come on that.
I'll go through the council by roll call as to questions or comments for the city manager. Are you finished, Aaron?
Yes, I am. I'm happy to answer any questions that you all might have.
Okay, thank you. I'll start off with Councilman Gregory. If there's any questions on the city manager's report.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman.
I don't have anything.
Thank you, Councilman Bell.
No questions, thank you.
Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. I've got a question regarding the airport. Being that it's getting pretty close to the time that it looks like there may be some kind of carrier coming in here. Has there been any inquiries as far as lease space in the airport?
I will turn that over to our port director, Peggy. What do you have?
We forwarded a sublease to the New Raven Group just this week, and they are working on putting together a proposal. I believe that the state would agree to a memorandum of understanding for temporary use of that space if we aren't able to get the sublease approved prior to them launching flights.
Thank you.
Do you have any more questions, Councilman Robinson?
Or Aaron. No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah. Hi. my question, I guess, on those two planes, I've been approached by a few people on what's going to happen on those two wrecked planes that we have displayed at the runway in there. I guess people have been reminded on what happened in this community every time they drive past the S-curve and seeing those two planes. Any plan on what we're going to do with those two planes?
I guess the question is what we're going to do with them planes. Anybody know?
That's a good question, and we can take that up with DOT when we have meetings with them next week.
I know the Saab. Their Saab is waiting for the NTSB to complete their formal process and investigation, and once that's done, I think there will be some opportunity to release that flight to whomever to remove it.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Tungle, any more questions?
No, that's it for me for now.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Nicholson?
No questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is a community input and announcement. Does anyone have announcements of interest to the community? Does anyone wish to speak?
Hello, this is John Lucking online.
Hearing no comments.
I think somebody was starting to talk. Somebody on Zoom or the phone, were you starting to speak? We can barely hear you.
Yeah, hello, this is John Lucking online. Do you hear me now?
I heard John Lucking, but if you could speak up, John, it'd be much better.
Yep, I'm trying to. I'm not sure where the mic is on this, but I just wanted to issue a very heartfelt and sincere congratulations to Chief King and also to Deputy Chief Sims, and just say I think the city is in good hands there. And, again, just a heartfelt congratulations to them.
Thank you, Mr. Rucking. I appreciate your comments, and they have left, but we will convey that in to them.
Is there anyone else on the phone or Zoom who would like to make an announcement?
This is Dennis.
Okay, hearing no one else. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a reminder for those that are calling in on the phone, in order to unmute yourself, it's star six, and then you can mute by pressing star six again. I know some people on the phones have had problems with that.
Okay, one more shout out for anyone who has comments or announcements before we move on. Okay, hearing none, our next item on the agenda is public testimony on agenda items. This is a time for the members of the public to testify or provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. There will also be an opportunity to speak on each agenda item. Does anyone wish to speak at this time? Hearing no public testimony at this time, we'll move on to the next agenda. Next up is a work session under which we have two items. We need a motion and a second to go into the work session, please.
Make a motion to move into work session.
Moved by Councilman Coleman.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Gregory. Roll call, please.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
I vote 6-0. We are now in the work session at 6:22 p.m. On our first item, the first item on the work session is the presentation regarding the Colleen and Tribe project, the civil affairs assessment through IRT, Innovative Readiness Training Program from the Department of Army Civil Affairs Command. At this time, I'd like to call Lieutenant Colonel. Yeah, we'll be hearing from all of you, so appreciate it. Hugh Douglas.
Well, good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. Thank you very much for this invitation to be at your council meeting. I'll just make this very quick and speak about the IRT program and U.S. Army Civil Affairs more broadly. The IRT program, as you can see on the slide, stands for Innovative Readiness Training, and the idea is that the Secretary of Defense has soldiers whom he is obligated to train in their wartime mission. he then says, well, now I can train my soldiers at the same time provide a benefit to a community, right? Rather than have a bunch of soldiers, say, who are a dental unit, go into the woods and set up their dental field clinics and pretend to treat patients with fluoride or x-rays, why not send those dentists to, say, a remote location along the border along the Rio Grande, right, a small community that trains every aspect of their mission, putting all of their equipment into vehicles or cargo planes, whatever it is, getting it to the remote location, setting it up, and then, of course, treating real, live, living, breathing patients. So the way that would work is that that community that I'm speaking about, this fictional community in my little scenario along the Rio Grande, would apply to the Office of the Secretary of Defense to be considered for an IRT mission. The Kawalangan tribe did exactly that. Apparently, this was done five years ago, so it's taken a long time. I understand that you've been waiting for us to arrive. As a side note, I'll say it's evident by the way we have been welcomed that you have been waiting for a very long time. We have been so warmly received. It's wonderful. So the Kawalangan tribe made the application. The Secretary of Defense's office looked at it and said this would be an excellent opportunity for me to train my civil affairs soldiers. Okay, so I think I see a lot of heads nodding. I think you understand the concept of IRT and how it benefits both the community and the Secretary of Defense. For us as civil affairs soldiers, our wartime mission is to serve as the commander's advisor with respect to non-combatant and civilian concerns in his battle space, in his area of operations. So say, for example, there are displaced persons or refugees in that area, right? That can impact the military mission. If you've got a bunch of tanks, you're trying to get up the road, and it's completely clogged by people who are fleeing combat, it can be very difficult for that simple act of moving your vehicles up that road. So civil affairs soldiers would be responsible for the safety and security of the displaced persons and refugees. If it meant setting up a hasty camp where we provide them food, water, sanitation, proper, take them out of the fight, right? Safe from the fight. So while we are here, we are doing real-world engagements with the various members of the tribe, members of the city, and members of the Unalaska Corporation. And we're assessing things like water, sewage, energy, economic opportunities, transportation, and environmental issues. So it's a real-world mission with immediate benefits to our unit because we get to train, these core skills of our wartime mission. Major Gabbard and I are privileged to be here this evening, but we are not the only part of the IRT team that is here. There are 13 members participating in this mission. 12 of us are on island, 10 of whom are right now at the Grand Aleutian Hotel, joining in by Zoom. And we have another soldier who is working remotely from Saudi Arabia. His particular expertise is connectivity and cybersecurity. So he's been coordinating his efforts with people on island via Zoom and telephone and email and such. With that, I will step away and invite Major Gabbard to say a few words, and then after that, perhaps some of our soldiers from the hotel participating by Zoom may want to introduce themselves or provide some more information to you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much for the privilege of inviting us to come and join your meeting this evening. I think my name is Major Tulsi Gabbard. I am relatively new to this unit in the Army Reserves, but I've been in the Army National Guard now for over 17 years, and I'm from Hawaii. And so aloha to all of you. I think one of the amazing things that I've always appreciated about the Reserves and the National Guard is, as you see here, the 13 people who are a part of this mission are people who bring tremendous expertise from their daytime job, their civilian job, that we can apply to be able to help ultimately try to get some assistance that you are asking here for within your community. It has been very heartwarming for all of us to see how we've been welcomed here, and we look forward to being able to help not only accomplish the mission and the assessments that we have been sent here to do, but to lay that foundation for other units and other soldiers to be able to come and continue to help provide the support that is available through the IRT program. So again, mahalo nui loa, and we look forward to spending the rest of the week here with you.
Thank you very much. We welcome you again to the city of Unalaska, and we look forward to seeing the assessment that you come up with in late September, October.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
ma'am.
There.
I'm sorry, go ahead, ma'am. I beg your pardon.
Anyone else on the telephone land that would like to chime in from the IRT? Okay. This time I'd like to introduce Department of Alaska, Department. Did you have some more, General?
Well, did you ask if you
no problem.
I will brag a bit, sir. The 351st KCOM, that is our unit, we're out of Moffett Field, which is near San Jose. We have Google on our left and Apple on our right. The U.S. Army Civil Affairs Command is located at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Our particular unit conducting this particular IRT exercise, the training exercise, now there was a lot of planning that went on before we got here. You might know, sir, that there were three soldiers who came in July to do a leader's recon. And anyway, get to the point, what I'm so proud about is the 351 KCOM has been awarded the Civil Military Operations Award of the Year. That even though we're not even done yet with these assessments and have not prepared the report that you indicated, we have been recognized by our command for the effort that has been made so far and the development of the civil-military partnership. So we're very proud. We couldn't have done it without the cooperation from the people, the residents of this beautiful island. So while we are proud, we are also grateful because it was a team effort. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And with the trilateral agreement between the tribe, Unalaska Corporation, the city, I believe that this is a great program, and we hope to continue this program and be a lot more successful down the road. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to introduce Department of Energy for State of Alaska, Gibby Rutchenowski. Kochanowski, I know I'm going to mess that up, so I'm sorry.
Well, good evening and thank you. I appreciate the mayor's invitation to address your body tonight. It's always great to come to Unalaska. I've been here quite a few times in the course of my work over the last decade or so, and I'd like to offer you a couple of my perspectives and my vantage point as a senior advisor for our department here in the state of Alaska. First off, I think it's really great that all three of the entities on the island here have entered into a trilateral agreement. 90 days is a great start. I hope to see that expand to 3 to 5 years and ultimately the normal way of doing business and the way of life moving forward. You're on the cusp of a major decision this evening, and it's really it's great to see it happening, and I think it'd be even greater if the whole state could see what's happening here, that you really are at a point in a way that you understand that energy security is national security. There's much more at play here in this region than very small daily operations, and it's easy for all of us in our normal lives to take energy for granted. And you're at a crossroads now, and I think that there's definitely a lot of positive momentum, great technology and research behind the recommendations and the strong PPA that you're going to vote on this evening. Obviously, as a government employee, I don't endorse one way or another. It'd be improper for a legislative matter to be opined on by an executive branch person, but I think it's definitely a great direction for our community. When you have the chance to reduce your energy costs through sustainable and renewable energy, you're definitely going in the right direction. And really, in the bigger sense, it's a social and economic question. Do you want to grow your economy? Do you want to grow your opportunities? Do you want to find a way to hedge future energy cost increases? As we all know, in our state that is so tied to the price of oil, it's been up for a while. And when oil prices are high, you pay a lot for energy. When oil prices are low, the state suffers, and our coffers are bare right now. And I think getting totally out of that economy and moving to a volcano that's been here for thousands of years to power your community is a brilliant idea. You'll become, with the right vote tonight, you'll become the most sustainable community in the entire state and probably even the whole country. There's no other community, to my knowledge, that would be entirely geothermally powered for a project. Your power purchase agreement decision this evening ties very directly to my department. Part of the business plan to make it move forward is a loan guarantee from the federal government. And in order for that to come to fruition, there needs to be a corresponding power purchase agreement that would make a loan a reality. I know you've all heard this before. Certainly from a Department of Energy perspective, we'd love to see energy security happen. This opens up a lot of opportunities. I've talked with some of you earlier this week at your social events for us and earlier today. Whether you're trying to attract the aerospace industry, the military, expand your fishing economy, low-cost energy is the common denominator. You can look across American history and across the country, places with low-cost energy attract development. Whether the Manhattan Project during World War II, if you look at those locations, they're all along federal hydro projects. You look at the Alcoa plant in Tennessee, the Boeing plants in the Pacific Northwest, all benefited from low-cost hydropower. And here's an opportunity to have your own local low-cost energy source for generations to come. So I encourage you to utilize your resources, the knowledge and information available to you. I know that this has been many months in the making. If I can assist you in any way, I'd be happy to. I'm just a call or email away. And if I did not give you a card before the meeting, please grab me after the meeting. I'd be happy to discuss that with you. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to entertain questions. If not, I thank you again for your time, and I wish you well as you move into this new green energy economy.
Okay, thank you, Gibby. Okay, we'll have questions and comments from the council after the other speakers. At this time, I'd like to recognize Josh Rivak, who's senator from the state of Alaska, representing the Anchorage district.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. Welcome to our guests. I'm so honored to be here again. I absolutely love your community, and I'll get to that in a minute, but I had a long talk with your senator today, Senator Hoffman, and he sent his best. He specifically wanted me to say hi to Dennis, and he'll follow up with you in the near future. I promised him that I would do that. He also wanted me to let you know that he's been working hard on SB 74, which is it'll provide $50 million over the course of 5 years for telecommunications and internet speeds. And so he'll be following up with you. He's very excited to let you guys know that. So he's back in the legislature working hard for you. I'm here, and I wanted to share a little bit about why I came to love this community so much. The second time I was here, I came for the 75th anniversary of the bombing at Dutch Harbor, and I didn't really know what to expect. I worked for Senator Sullivan at the time, and I came in a veteran capacity. And I've never been so welcomed by a community in my life. It almost brings me to tears. We're going to carry the flag, and under such a weight of history and the trials that occurred and the healing that occurred that weekend, the Aleut veterans and Mr. Mayor, I'll never forget, you invited me. You had no idea who I was, but I was another veteran. You'd never met me before. And he invited me to come carry the flag, which was so significant to me. I'll never forget it, ever. So I appreciate being back in the community. And I want to welcome our guests. I want to talk a little bit about what IRQ has done around the state. So throughout my time in Congressman Young's office and Senator Sullivan's office, I got to travel around the state of Alaska and was blessed to see some of the amazing things that our military partners are doing around the state. The IRT is in local, though. There, it's a program in Washington, D.C., where reserve units, and I don't want to be too redundant, you already mentioned, but reserve units around the state and Guard, they come to train. And what I saw around the state is in Old Harbor, they built a runway. Every year they're going to remote communities to do dental and health care. They call it ArtiCare. And I see the communities benefiting from the relationships they build and the work that IRT does. But IRT benefits in a huge way through the training. And so I've seen nothing but great benefits. And so we're so thankful that the community and the city and the tribe and OC has been so welcoming to our guests. And I want to thank you as well for being so inviting. And so there's a lot of opportunities here, and we hope that there will be opportunities in the future. As he mentioned, this is a civil affairs assessment, so they want to see where value might be able to be added. But our hope is that there's follow-up and that more things come in the future. And so thank you so much for welcoming. Thank you so much for being here. We're very honored on behalf of the state to have you here. And so I want to mention, too, that Senator Hoffman wanted to be here very bad, and, of course, he's in Bethel, and they have their own issues related to COVID as well. So he sends his best. He says hello and says that he'll be here in the future. So thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be in this community again. And I look forward to speaking with you.
Thank you, Senator Reback. And give our convey our hellos to the senator when you can. I'm sure you'll see him here shortly. This time I'd like to recognize Ty Ward, who is the, I believe, liaison or logistics.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So my job here is to facilitate communication between the community and the IRT, and in a larger sense with the military in general. 5 years is too long of a time for a request to go up and then be answered. So my job is to shorten that as much as possible and to help where I can with communication and coordination with the Department of Defense. So in that capacity, any questions or concerns that you or your council members have, feel free to send them my way through either your mayor or your designee, and I will answer them as I get them. One thing that my good friend Senator Reback forgot to mention, this is an outstanding program for the Department of Defense, but he's too modest to point out that he saved this program when he worked for Senator Sullivan. Single-handedly walked into the Pentagon and saved it from being cut from their budget. So I just feel like I kind of wanted to get that on the record since you very graciously invited me up to the microphone. This is an outstanding community. I love this community. I've been very welcomed by this community. So I'm here to help as much as I can. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you, Josh, for your hard work in retaining and keeping the IRT and the Coalition Tribe working for the last 5 years to get it to where it is today. I think it's going to be a great program that we can use in this community. This time I'll ask council members if they have questions or comments for the general or anyone else in the group here present. So I'll start off with Mr. Gregory.
I don't really have anything right now. Open to meet folks tomorrow and have some good conversations. So thanks to the city and the tribe and OC for working together to get this program here in Unalaska. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tungle, Councilman Tungle.
Yeah, hi. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in. Appreciating what we have in here. So I can't wait to see the assessment, what they come up with. And I sure thank them for all the assistance they're providing, especially with the tribe and OC partnering with this. So I want to thank you guys for coming here and showing your support for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Dungal. Councilman Bell?
I have no questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Coleman?
Yes, thank you. So you said this was an assessment. I was wondering if somebody could speak just to kind of give me an example, maybe, some specifically that you, an idea of what exactly you're doing. I know it's an assessment, but I mean something specific, like you looked at, talked to these people about this, just to get to the public on what an example of what you're doing here. If somebody would be willing to speak to that, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Major Gabbard indicated that our team is comprised of experts, subject matter experts in various fields. Among our team is a water resources engineer. And so he is looking at the potable water situation on the island. And so this assessment, which will be our final product, will include the, we like to use the term SBAR, SBAR, right? Situation, background, assessment, recommendations. So he'll, okay, this is a snapshot of the situation at this particular moment, provide a little bit of background, perform an assessment, an analysis of what he sees while he is here, and then provide professional recommendations for a way forward, whether it's improvement, expansion, to improve the civil capacity. You know, water is tied to pretty much everything, right? Energy security, as Gibby said, energy security is national security. Water is, you know, it's just as important. So I hope that answers your question. So in the end, what we will do is provide professional recommendations by for each particular discipline that comprises our team.
Yes, thank you. I was just looking for something specific so
yes,
we could just send it out. So, yes, wow, what a valuable resource and what a great opportunity for us. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming
My
out.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Just now we'll call Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I just want to thank all of them for coming and helping and getting involved with our community and helping out with things. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. And Vice Mayor, Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. And on another note, Mr. Time Moore, his father was a city manager here for a short bit, Don Moore. Some of the other council members may recognize the name. But and then for the rest of the group, I really appreciate what you're doing. I think we have some monumentous opportunity facing this community, and hopefully that the recommendations that you're making with this, that we'll be able to carry that forward and diversify our economy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Again, I want to thank you for being here, and we're going to have a lot more questions as we start to understand the program and as we start to discuss the issues that are vital to our community, such as water, which I think is very important for our community, and appreciate your taking the time and visiting with us this evening. We'll be talking to you a little more here in the next 3 to 4 days that you'll be here till Saturday. Hopefully the beautiful weather will continue for you. Thank you very much. Any more questions from the council? No? Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate your input, and we'll be talking to you a lot more. Thank you.
I think there's people from the public who are having a hard time getting through. I just want to make sure we had the right information or lead people to the right numbers to call in.
Yeah.
If they looked at the council agenda that's on the city website or on the information that I provided, that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
What I was going to say is that number has changed every week. We don't have a specific number every week.
From here on out, it'll be the same.
It makes it difficult for people to call in.
That's why from here on out, it'll be the same.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any members in the public who would like to ask questions? Okay, hearing no comments from the public at this time, and like I mentioned earlier, we will have more discussion with the IRT group as they come closer to their assessment report. The next item on our agenda is item B of 9. The City CARES Act Grant Program Appeals. At this time, I'll turn it over to City Manager Erin.
Yeah, thank you. So City Council considered CARES Act grant program appeals at the last meeting on August 11th. A few applicants were unable to participate in that meeting, so we are providing this additional opportunity. This bill can provide an overview and introduction of the process.
Okay, you're on there, Mr. Planning Director.
Mayor, members of council, I'm sorry to bring this back to your attention. After last meeting, I thought we had done a good job and got through all of this, but it came to my attention that there was misinformation sent out about, ironically bring that up, some links to try and get into this meeting. So my office tried to do the helpful thing and send out the link, but we sent out an old one. And those who looked at the agenda online, they got the right information, and those who we tried to help didn't get the right information. However, we only heard that there were, I think, one person that was interested in participating tonight's meeting, which really that's what tonight is for. It's just a second opportunity for those who wanted to speak but were not able to be heard. This is their last chance, so to speak. And your opportunities here is to just stand by what you did last time with resolution 2020-52. There's also a draft resolution, I think 2020-56, should you choose to amend that action. Right now, I think if you recall, we set aside about $5.3 million just for the 40% for the grants, and we're just at $5 million, barring any changes that may or may not be made this evening. So the other 10%, that $1.3 million, is still sitting there. And then, as you know, you authorized the city to start looking at what opportunities it could do for its own CARES expenses, and I believe that we've been doing that. So with that, I think I'd like to just see if there's anyone else on the line that would like to have this opportunity to speak.
Is there anyone on the line who'd like to speak to the CARES Act Resolution 52 and 56? May have to unmute by pushing 6.
Yeah, if your phone is muted, press *6, and that will unmute you. It's kind of a toggle back and forth. But if anyone wants to speak about the city's CARES grant program appeals, please speak up.
I got an email from Andy thereafter, Andy Dietrich, who was interested in having an opportunity in speaking and said it was very frustrating. So for that, I apologize. However, some people did get the message and were able to attend. So, Andy, if you're on the phone, send something or say something.
We'll give him a minute or so. And they've been notified of our meeting tonight and the issue.
I also sent a chat out in the Zoom platform to see if anybody's looking, to see if anybody wanted to speak, and I haven't received a response. So, again, if you'd like to speak, please speak up.
Meantime, are there any council members who'd like to make comment regarding this particular issue?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Hello?
Hi, thanks. This is Andy Dietrich. I started trying at 6 tonight, and I'm glad I got in. Thanks for, we're on the, this is the, I've been trying with the radio on mute for the last while. Are you on the CARES Act topic?
Yes, we are, Andy. Go ahead, please.
Oh, copy. Okay, thanks. My name is Andy Dietrich. I'm with Evolution Excursions, and thanks for hearing this. Sorry to drag this out another week. I tried to call last week, and none of the numbers were working right when you brought this up. And I had appreciated Ms. Coleman's amendment with the Q1 and Q2 income for those four businesses that were sort of in the same situation. And I just was unable to call in. And as it turns out, we had shifted gears when the COVID hit hard. So unfortunately, we didn't have any Q1 or Q2 2020 to get us into the base tier level. And so I had written you all an email this week, and to save everyone's time, I know there's a lot on the agenda tonight, I just wanted to see if council would be willing to approve all of the businesses sort of in our situation, if you felt like the applications were legit and you wanted to get the money out, if it'd be possible to award us all at the base tier level. And because we had to make decisions on the year and income and situation, so we didn't have any. That amendment didn't help us by having any Q1 or Q2 2020 income. But I appreciated the intent, and it sounds like the intent of the council is to get this out there, and I'm happy to provide any further detail about Evolution Excursions or documentation if you all would desire. And thanks for listening.
Do you have a comment regarding his request, or?
I think there were four startup businesses that we had mentioned as part of the appeals part of the last meeting. One was only in Dutch who attended, and he was able to provide first and second quarter income tax information payments to the city, I should say sales tax information to the city, and we were able to assist him. The second is, Keeping it real or reaching something deep. Let me get that. There were two that we cannot help that had no expenses and no tourism, no businesses, and one is Andy's business that he's speaking of as we speak. And the other is Run Silent, Run Deep is the other. Fish on Charters had no reported income. So for the action that you took with 2020-52, we were able to help two of the four new businesses. And the other two just had no income. So I'm not exactly sure if Andy wants to speak to that. I don't think he has any expenses for first or second quarter. But your decision, as it is for Resolution 2020-52, is not going to provide any assistance or relief for Andy for the Tier 1 or any other tier. So this is your opportunity, Mr. Dietrich, if you want to sway this body into providing some assistance. I cannot help you otherwise.
Right. No, yeah, that's what I was asking. Looking at the packet tonight here on page 67, resolution 2020-56, and I read through the manager's or the memo from planning through the manager to council. So I guess if you're, as you move forward with the discussions this evening, I guess I'd be asking that one of the components of 2020-56 be that you approve the base tier level award to the rest of the businesses in that category that Bill, Mr. Homka, the planning director, just mentioned were not helped by the amendment last week. That would be my ask. And thank you.
Okay, I'll open it up for questions or comments regarding the request. At this time, I'll call on Councilman Dunkel.
Yeah, hi. So I'm having a tough time on this one. So where does it fall if we're going to award this? How do we, I'm asking Mr. Amka in your bill. Where can we start on how we figure how much to award Mr. Dietrich on this? Where are we going to base it to?
I suggested, I don't know, in a roundabout way, or I think I tried several times at the last meeting. The only thing that I think you have at your disposal is if you wanted to give these prospective new businesses the benefit of the doubt that they would have made $1, then they would have qualified for the first tier of $5,000. I can't guess anything else other than that. I would assume they would have made $1. Can't say they would have made $51,000. But if that's up to you, if you want to give them, they did get city business licenses. They're not trying to say that they didn't have a license they were going to. They did have some intent. But that's the extent of, I think, we can go meet them in the middle, if you want to do that at all.
Okay, that's kind of hard. I'll wait for the other council. It's pretty hard on how to base it to when I guess potential business did not happen. So, and is there a contract on this potential business, or is there a reservation for it that's supposed to happen?
Not to my knowledge. They were banking on having, you know, all of the cruise boats that were going to, as usual, come to Alaska would arrive, and they would, you know, that was their market, and their market did not appear at all. So, but there were no contracts. And if you recall, you did have a letter from the UVB on the behalf of the new businesses kind of stating to that effect that they were pretty certain that some of these businesses should have done some amount of business this summer if those cruise ships indeed had come.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Dungal. Councilman Gregory.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the four that were actually only in Dutch, they received, they had sales tax reports, and so they're good. We got them a check. We're going to get them a check.
We're helping only in Dutch and run silent, run deep.
Okay, so we have these other two, Fish On and Aleutian Excursions.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I would concur that that premise would have been that they would have made at least $1, and I think I could support having them meet the tier one level and go based on that. That's my opinion.
Okay, thank you. And for the record, I can't speak to Fish On Charters. My son is the owner, and I'll leave that decision regarding this issue to the council, but I'll move on. Councilman Bell.
I'm inclined to stick with the decision that was already reached. And my thinking behind that is that, you know, is the rest of the businesses that we gave money to, we didn't make these businesses whole. And in this situation, as unfortunate as it is, it sounds like a situation as bad timing. bad situations coming together that created this. If we can't show, you know, expenses or any kind of income, it's hard to, for lack of a better way to say it, say that was a viable business at the time. You know, without something to show an intent to make a profit, it's hard to move forward with granting any money on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. I think, like I stated earlier, and I think there's some sentiment on this council to re-examine at some point a tourist-based or seasonal-based group. And as we are looking into later in the year with our 10% allocation, I'm hopeful that maybe we can bring this up again and possibly then be inclusive, because obviously Pollution Endeavors would then qualify under a tourist base. That being said, it was, you know, this, we might be looking at another round here later on in the year as we are looking at how to allocate our next 10%. And that it would be the time in which I would prefer to address this. I would hold the decision that we have right now as we made it last week or 2 weeks ago.
So I want to be clear on my understanding of what's happening here. And Aaron, please speak up if you have this. I'm understanding contrary to what I'm about to say, but the 10% was in case there's overflow, almost like we set aside 50% of the CARES Act money for the city, and we went to the extent of 40% for businesses, and that 10% basically needs to be spent by or allocated to one of these businesses or nonprofits by the end of September, or it immediately goes to. That's how your resolution reads.
I don't. Why September?
That's what your resolution was, if I recall.
Yeah, this is Erin. I just want to kind of concur with what Bill is describing. So at this point, right now, the overall spending plan would be dedicating the CARES Act funding. 40% was to grants, and then with the 10% kind of reserve. Likely to go to grants, but if that wasn't provided to grants by, and Bill, I think you said, yeah, September 30th is what Resolution 2020-47 says, then it would go into helping to fund the city's response and prevention efforts. That being said, what we have put in the staff memo to council about this item, I think that staff, you know, after council makes their decision based on, you know, for this final round of appeals, we will take a good look at what the percentage and dollar amount actually remain that was originally identified by council for grants, and come up with some ideas on next steps that could happen and could be used in a grant program, and bring that back to council for further discussion.
I meant 30th, if I had misspoken, to September 3rd, I meant at the end of September. So that's really two meetings from now.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. I would like to see him at least funded to the lowest tier amount for the two businesses that we've been discussing here. And the reason being is they did file an appeal. They did buy their business licenses. COVID hit, and it wiped out their entire customer base of what they were planning on doing. And this isn't our money. This is the country's money.
it's coming from the U.S. government. That's everybody's money. And it was specifically put out there to help instances just like this. I know we set a deadline, but I remember in that 10% that the discussion was that if they had to go, you know, cut late filers, that they'll be there. But I think the hard deadline is fine. I think the appeal, the timely appeal of them by those two businesses, should be taken into consideration. And I'd be leading, like I said, going to the lowest tier level. It's not going to break the bank, and it's not going to hurt this funding, and it will help businesses as the CARES Act was intended. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am in agreement. I think that they should be granted the first tier level because they did have their business licenses prior to this. And as Mr. Gregory said, they would make at least a dollar. So they should get the first tier level. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion from the council before we move on to the public?
Hey, Mr. Mayor, this is Andy Dietrich again. If I could reply to a couple of the comments and questions.
Sure, go ahead, Mr. Dietrich.
Thank you. Mr. Bell brought up a great point in his contemplation of this with regard to documentation of expenses and income. And so far, I did email last August 11th during the meeting about the inability to call in and just a willingness. I'm more than happy to provide any documentation or expenses that we did incur in the last year building up for this business. So I definitely am happy to show a financial commitment to make this happen. And then I followed up with you all to your council emails again on August 19th and then sent it over to the clerk and the planning director as well, just following up with that. And like I said, I'm more than willing to provide documentation of financial commitment into this at this point. I appreciated Ms. Coleman's amendment on 2020-52 2 weeks ago, and it was 6-0, I sort of got the feeling that the general sentiment of council was to get this money out there, and so I was just trying to figure out a way to include those that didn't have Q1 and Q2 income, but certainly have made a financial commitment to start another small business in the community. Thanks for your contemplation. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll open it up to public comment or questions from the public regarding the CARES Act appeals program. Okay, hearing none, I'll declare the work session agenda complete. We need a motion and a second to return to the regular agenda, please.
Move to go back into the regular session.
Moved by Councilman Gregory.
Second.
Second by Councilman Bell. Roll call, please.
Coleman?
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Yes. Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
And Bell.
Yes.
6-0 to go out of work session. We are now in the regular session. We have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2020-54, continuing measures to protect the public health.
Move to adopt Resolution 2020-54.
Moved by Councilman Gregory.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Coleman. I'll turn it over to the city manager for introduction of the resolution.
Yes, thank you. Resolution 2020-54 introduces no changes and continues what previous resolutions have set out to do, specifically targeting in on the traveler self-quarantine, the facial coverings, having businesses submit the plans, their safety plans that they've submitted to the state, also to the city, and as well as having all the open businesses be posting their protective measures. So as always, council may choose to approve, revise, or disapprove this resolution.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll call upon council members for comments or questions. Councilman Bell.
Given the situation, I don't see any reason to change any of the provisions in this ordinance, and I'll vote to approve.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree. I appreciate seeing more and more and more people wearing masks. It's almost rare now to see somebody without one, and I think that's really, really important. It speaks well for communities going forward. You know, when I was out of town, there were some communities that were very good at mask wearing and others that were absolutely terrible. And so, you know, kudos for people in Unalaska for taking this virus seriously and doing everything they can to try to mitigate its effects. So I think we move forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Councilman Coleman?
Yeah, I don't have any comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Robinson?
Yeah, thank you. I have no further. I support this. Continue to support.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson.
Sorry, it takes so long to get off muted. I'm in full support of this resolution. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungle.
Yep, I'm in full support of this, but I got one question. How are we doing on our test kits? Are we still pretty good with the school opening up and people traveling back and forth? I want to see more test kits being, stocked up for our community here to make sure we got enough. If we have to test more.
Yep. This is Erin. I'm not sure if anybody is on the line from the clinic, but we do discuss test kits on our weekly unified command meetings, and we are keeping up. The clinic is taking, they're really staying focused on making sure that we have the test kits available and continue to request more as needed. But as far as we are right now, we are okay.
Well, thank you. And the EOC
still got money with this, we still got money with this grant program. I sure want to buy more test kits with some of this money and give more money to the clinic to make sure we got enough supply. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. And I'd like to thank the EOC, who has done a great job with Erin and the group that we have in monitoring the issues and acting with the clinic, has done a great job in keeping our community safe. I want to thank the processors for the job they're doing to keep their people safe, and we hope to continue that. Are there there any further council discussion? Okay, hearing none, members of the public, does anyone wish to speak to this resolution? Okay, City Clerk, did you receive any comments from the public to read into the record?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'll ask for a roll call vote on Resolution 2020-54.
Certainly. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
And Mr. Tungle?
Yes. Yes.
On a vote 6-0 in favor of the resolution, 2020-54 is passed. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2020-55? What?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2020-55.
Well, there's a request for a break. Everybody's wanting a break here, so we'll take a 5 to 6 minute break at this time and come back to this resolution. Thank you, Councilman Robinson.